This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self-Protection. And neither one of us is really Bill Frady, but the both of us are going to try.
Yeah, Ben, you gotta work on this while I get our guest on. Talk to our audience partner.
Hey, guys. Well, we're having technical difficulties as the first show, and that we missed yesterday's show. But Bill Frady is off at SHOT Show, the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show in Las Vegas. And he's out there. Well, he'll be reporting in on what he's doing in the beginning of the third hour. So if you want to hear about the show, Bill will be here to talk about it. And I can't wait to talk to him about the SHOT Show. It's the biggest thing going ever for shooting and hunting stuff. There's like 60,000 people going on Vegas just to see what's new in the shooting world. And there, they'll really do more gun deals than probably the U.S. government will do in a year. That's where the distributors and the manufacturers get together. And they do everything to make their deals happen. And they'll do 10,000 guns at a time and do all that stuff. So it's kind of cool. And that's where they put all the new stuff. So I know what Bill is going to be doing is going to all the new stuff.
Hey, Ben, in our second hour, we have Rick Ector from Detroit, Michigan. Rick was teaching armed self-defense for years. And his students who were afraid of guns kept telling them, oh, that was great. I should bring my friends. They're afraid of guns, too. Until Rick read about a woman who was murdered, and he wanted more women to be legally armed in Detroit, he offered an open house where you could come and get a free introduction. It worked.
And yes, it worked for Rick, and it worked a lot, and we're going to hear about that. But right now, this hour, we've got Paloma Capana with us. Paloma is a civil rights lawyer. You remember your history books where blacks couldn't get loans from banks and women couldn't get certain jobs and everything. Well, out there in New York, some of that stuff is still going on with guns and some other stuff. And Paloma's on the front lines fighting that stuff in the courts. And we're going to talk to her, well, right now.
Paloma.
Hello.
Hello. Would you introduce yourself? You're up in Webster, New York. Now, people may not be familiar with the geography. That's not New York City.
It is not. I'm about 6 hours northwest on Lake Ontario.
You posted some things online. You have a blog where you keep people informed about your work. And you asked, why is the U.S. government collecting information on gun owners when it's against the law, right there in black and white?
I'm not short on calling the government out, that's for sure.
Well, wait a minute. Why is it allowable for the government to deny an entire class of people their civil rights, like the right to bear arms? Don't we have civil rights divisions that protect us?
Well, we don't have civil rights divisions of the United States or any state government that I'm aware of that's actually defending our Second Amendment rights. And somehow Second Amendment supporters haven't realized that it's a civil rights issue. So the left views us as somehow excluded from what they call civil rights, and the right doesn't realize the Second Amendment is part of a fully integrated Bill of Rights. And that really, in the end, it's the citizens versus the government. And if we don't bring ourselves together, everybody's going down.
Would you say that another way? Because that sounds very hyperbolic. I mean, we've got civil rights groups. They can't count to two?
No. They tend to stop at 1 and then skip over to 14. Equal protection and due process clause. So just about anything else, you know, kind of in between, gets skipped. I mean, the reality is that the Second Amendment is the baby of the civil rights movement. You know, we are the modern civil rights movement. We really only came to life in 2008 with the Heller decision at the United States Supreme Court. Before that, there really wasn't a question that we had our rights. We had not been overtly discriminated against. Yes, we can argue that in a number of states, New York, New Jersey, California, Massachusetts, Connecticut, there were a lot of regulatory issues going on, a lot of administrative things like taxing us here and there, or you need a license for a handgun. But the heart of it, the core and the heart of long guns, for example, has really always been protected. Until, lo and behold, the Heller case comes along in 2008. And I'll tell you, that case was a real wake-up call for a lot of people who said, well, what do you mean I need the United States Supreme Court to tell me I have rights? Those rights are right there in the Second Amendment. I don't need a court. Paloma, yes, you do.
Paloma, yes.
Yes.
You brought up long guns. You're in New York. The state of New York keeps trying to say that gun control is always for public safety. But New York disarmed the Amish. That's got to be politics. That's not public safety.
It's all politics. It's all hysteria. You know, I was just 2 weeks ago before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, a courthouse that is in New York City, just walking distance from the site of 9/11. This is now 2018. And I will tell you that the judges on the bench were as scared today as if 9/11 had just happened yesterday.
What were they afraid of? I don't understand.
They're afraid of terrorists. You know, that's the current easy buzzword for gun control is, oh, it's terrorists. Oh, we're going to keep you safe from terrorists. Oh, the terrorists have come.
Oh, wow.
You know, the last time I checked, 9/11 happened because you looked up in the sky and there was an airplane coming into a building. That didn't happen with a gun. So explain to me how what you're doing right now at the Second Circuit in a case like Robinson versus Sessions helps to keep any of us safer from terrorists.
Hey, I want you to get into that, but I want you to slow down for our listeners. Most lawyers, if they practice civil rights law at all, it's on the side and it's done for free. It's called pro bono.
Sure.
How did you get started in civil rights? And it's not a hobby for you. You're in it. Up to your neck and higher.
Right. It's all I do. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And no, you don't make any money if you're a civil rights lawyer. You are doing it because some inner compulsion just will not be quiet. So right now, I happen to be in North Carolina in the most beautiful little town of Beaufort. I am directly across the waters from the Rachel Carson Wild Horse Preserve. I'm supposed to be on vacation for a couple days, and yet I don't have a stop button because we are losing. And if the listeners think it's bad, I'm here to tell you it's worse even than you realize that it is. And if you don't get up off that couch, if you don't park your car and get out and take to the streets, in just one moment of time in the history of this country, you're about to officially have no civil rights left.
Wow. And that's because you work at the appellate level. We've only got about 45 seconds, and we'll get back at this in a minute after the breaks. But you're telling me that appellate lawyers can basically be bamboozled by the state. All the state has to do is wave the words, well, it helps us fight terrorism, and all of our civil rights, the right to bear arms, go down the toilet.
Yes. And along with it, privacy, due process, equal protection, and property. All like a little train, all those interconnected cars. If we fall off the cliff, it's all going down, and we are back to the 1940s.
This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We're going to be back. Fortunately, we have Paloma for the whole hour. Thank you.
Lloyd's Hardwood Gun Stock, everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Neither of us are Bill Frady. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self Protection.
We have Paloma Campagna, a civil rights lawyer who's defending all of our rights. This is not something she does, a case every couple of years. She's in it full time. She's out of New York City. Paloma, is that the Second Circuit?
I'm out of upstate, but the Second Circuit is based in New York City, yes.
Okay. Wow. You were just describing how the judges that mm-hmm. you bring these cases to at the appeals court level are frightened of terrorism, and therefore the state, when it argues, can just, you know, wave that as a boogeyman, and all of our rights go down the disappear. Are the judges don't really know the history of what you're talking about? Are they just not trained in this field, or is it so esoteric that unfortunately you're on the cutting edge?
I think that there's two things going on, and I think it applies anywhere within the federal courts, at the district court level included. What I'm doing certainly has no precedent. The concept that the Second Amendment is somehow related to the other amendments of the Bill of Rights and the 14th Amendment is not something that has been argued before. The few, half dozen or so, Second Amendment attorneys on a nationwide basis really argue cases about guns, the physical firearm, the tangible long gun, its characteristics, its add-ons, its interchangeable parts. Whereas what I do is I'm actually arguing the civil rights up front, and the Second Amendment happens to be the tail that wags the dog. So I'm arguing privacy, and it happens to be that my clients, who are the plaintiffs, are concerned about privacy in relationship to their Second Amendment rights, or equal protection in relationship to their Second Amendment rights. So I represent people with real names and real day-to-day issues, and what I find is that I have a story to tell about who we are and what does self-defense mean and what does privacy mean and what happens when you're discriminated against as someone who is a gun owner. And those two worlds are very different. So when I'm in front of the Second Circuit, I really think that they were not grasping the perspective I was coming from, and that was a problem. You know, I wish that there were at least 30 other attorneys arguing a similar philosophy of law as me, because as you say, part of the job of the lawyer is to educate the judges on the points of law. And I'm very deep into the Brady Act and very deep into the implementing regulations. I mean, the table of authorities for my brief to the Second Amendment, to the Second Circuit was 8 pages, just the listing of things that I cited.
Wow.
So you have to be somebody who wants to roll up your sleeves and get yourself exposed to something new, both conceptually and literally.
See, that's kind of...
I'm just not sure that anybody is there yet.
That sounds really complicated on the lawyer level, but for us as gun people, we understand that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the registration, the confiscation, and all the stuff that we're afraid the government's going down. They're kind of trying to go down that road with the New York State SAFE Act, aren't they?
They're already down that road, but it's very important that people understand this is not a New York limited issue. The case of Robinson versus Sessions that I'm referencing so far is actually having to do with the ATF Form 4473 that every person fills out at an FFL when you attempt to purchase a firearm. And it has to do with all your personal information that you put on that form. Now, the Brady Act says in black and white letters, that's your private information. It can only be used for the background check purposes. But the Second Circuit decision in Robinson versus Sessions essentially says once the government has your information, the government in whole has your information. And it's not going to be segregated, and it's not going to be kept separate. And even though the Brady Act says that law enforcement is required to get a warrant to use that information for any purpose outside the background check, well, we're not even going to talk about that part of the statute because that doesn't fit our theory of keeping America safe, and so why are we going to bother with warrants?
Whoa.
And I got to tell you, you're going to bring that cat out of the bag. I worked for a gun shop for a long time, and we'd have ATF mm-hmm. call us and say, hey, we need a gun trace, and they'd make us copy that 4473 and send it to them. And their thing is, once you get an FFL license, you are now an agent of the government, and you will do what we tell you to. And I always thought, you know, hey, I'm with you. That should be, even if it's a rubber stamp, it should be a warrant to get that person's personal information.
And
that is what the statute says in a single sentence. I mean, there's nothing ambiguous about the Brady Act. And I do understand all the hesitation that surrounded the enactment of that statute and absolutely folks who want the Brady Act and the background check system eliminated. But as I said to the Second Circuit, I'm not there to change a single word of the Brady Act. I just want the damn thing enforced. I do not want the executive branch to be able to invade your personal information in the absence of a warrant.
What I understand you're telling me is the government's basically saying, oh, no, we can share that. I understand that you gave it to the ATF, but once we get it, we can share it with anybody. And if you don't like it, meet you in court in 10 to 15 years. This might get litigated.
I can make it better for you. What they're saying.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's Paloma, and therefore here comes the bad news, right? You know, the 28 plaintiffs in Robinson versus Sessions, what they're telling us is that Americans don't have standing to sue the FBI, the ATF, the TSA over this issue. But if you're a terrorist, you could sue because we would protect that information.
Oh, Mike, I'm so glad I had you on because I was just thinking that, you know, government is stupid and corrupt. No, it just slid into the evil category. I'm sorry.
Right. So here is what American gun owners, into the tens of millions of us, now know fact certain in black and white from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals of the United States Court. We now have less rights officially than someone who is on the terrorist watch list.
Holy criminy. We've got 20 seconds to go to the break, so I've got to get my breath back by the time we ask more questions.
Yeah. And what the judges are telling me is, boy, Paloma, if you could bring us somebody who's on that watch list, we might consider your issues. But if you're bringing us 28 American men and women who are law-abiding citizens and patriots, we don't have time for this.
We'll be back with more of Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio after this break.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Ben Branham with Modern Self Protection. And we have Paloma Capagna on the line, and she's a lawyer in New York trying to fight for gun rights. And before we went to the break, we were talking about some pretty horrible, kind of scary stuff. How is it, the state is really justifying disarming a bunch of nonviolent citizens? What is their excuse, and what are they telling you?
Sure. I mean, if we turn to things like the state laws passed in New York and Connecticut, Colorado, and so forth in the last 5 to 8 years, again, it's that same excuse. Oh, we're making it safer. It's public safety issues. There is no data, of course, to back up any of this. New York's most onerous law concerning assault weapons relates to long guns, and there were a total of 3 homicides committed by long gun in New York State the year before the statute passed. So any rational person would be looking at that saying, you know, there's a complete disconnect, and why are we here? But the bigger story, though, in these states, particularly New York, is the false accusations of involuntary commitment to a mental institution. In the state of New York, we now have more than 600,000 people who have been reported secretly by the New York State Police to the FBI to render them permanently disqualified from all Second Amendment rights of ownership, possession, and use of any firearm or explosive device in all 50 states and U.S. territories. There's no notification sent out when you're put on the list.
Well, so, Paloma, say that again.
You get a knock on the door.
Paloma, say that again. You get
your
rights removed and it's in the dark. Congratulations, they're gone.
Yes, yes. And with no notification going out to the person, your lawful gun owner simply goes on owning firearms. And what has actually happened is they've become a felon at federal law without even knowing it.
Except for in New York, under the SAFE Act, where they have everything registered, the police are actually going out and knocking on these people's door and telling them that you're now prohibited and we're taking your guns. Is that correct?
Yeah, to a select few who have handgun permits only. New York has not yet knocked on the door of any long gun owner for confiscation. I will be filing my first federal court case on behalf of a long gun owner who has never received notification until he went to the counter at his local FFL to purchase a firearm, and he suddenly got denied. He had had no problem purchasing firearms previously, no criminal history, and was denied. Sought out what's going on and found out he's on the secret list. He still hasn't been notified. So we will be filing because look at that catch-22. I mean, this individual, technically, if he goes out to go hunting, and his hunting license is still valid, I will point out to you, right? But if he goes out and he goes hunting, the ATF and the FBI could come and arrest him tomorrow, and he could potentially face 10 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $125,000.
For technically being a prohibited person and being in possession of a firearm. Yeah,
and
those laws...
falsely being accused, because I have yet to see one person who has been listed as an involuntary commitment who was actually involuntarily committed. These are all false accusations.
So the state is really making a bunch of mistakes and taking away people's rights without any due process of law, without any hearing, without anything.
It's not a mistake. This is an intentional campaign by Governor Andrew Cuomo to disarm New York.
So he's...
He's not reporting convicted felons to the ATF.
But he's randomly adding names of good people that he has lists of guns on.
Paloma, have you heard a phrase called lawfare?
No.
The idea being that, okay, if Andrew Cuomo doesn't like gun owners, they don't vote for him in large measure, then what he can do is file a bunch of false reports that gun owners lose all their right to vote. And he goes, you know what? I'm sorry, we're backlogged with these. We can talk to you in a few years. In the meantime, we're busy. Sorry about that. You've lost your rights. Maybe you want to leave the state. Using law as a political weapon.
Well, for sure. And his new trick, and I just cannot believe how people are falling for this. His new trick is that as of last week, he's going to have a commission to study legalizing marijuana in New York. Well, newsflash, everybody, hello, are we paying attention? That will disqualify you as federal law. Marijuana is not legal in the United States of America. It is a federal crime. You will be disqualified.
Well, on the plus side on that one, that just happened in Hawaii. And boy, did they have a huge backlash, because now you had gun owners and a bunch of other people go against the government and say, hey, that is not right. Hold on, stand up. And we actually had people that weren't gun owners standing up for us. So, you know, unintended consequences. Maybe he'll get what he deserves out there.
I don't know. You know, the rural counties overwhelmingly in the last gubernatorial at approximately a 75% rate, elected his challenger. But New York City has elected Governor Cuomo, and this is what we've got. So, I mean, what is the greater strategy? I mean, the greater strategy may be for those of us who live in the rural counties to leave the state of New York. I mean, Kimber is now our latest casualty, right? They're going down to Alabama, where they are going to build a new facility, invest tens of millions of dollars, create new jobs. And they are one of the few firearms manufacturing firms hanging on in New York. They have skilled labor, good paying jobs, an excellent corporate environment. I know a number of the folks at Kimber. And maybe we should just follow. Because if we shift the population, we decrease the congressional load, we increase congressional votes elsewhere, and perhaps that's our federal fail-safe. to try to stop some of these more rabid gun control states who are stripping everyone of their civil rights.
Since we're talking about actions that are out of the box or maybe into the packing box and then out of the box in a new state, people in California are talking about splitting the state. Because think of the deep blue states. They all have a giant Democrat city that wags the entire state. L.A. and San Francisco. Go ahead.
Right, and that is crime ridden. And
yes.
Those cities, when you study the statutes, are very heavily gun controlled. More so even than the rest of the state.
Right.
Hello, Chicago.
Crime rates are still increasing in those cities. So what is that telling us about gun control? Clearly, it's not effective. What you're doing, the manner in which you're doing it. Again, I'm back to the whole, you cannot legislate, you cannot rule at the bench if your driver is hysteria. There has to be ration and analysis behind what you are doing.
Paloma, some of these cases have gone to trial. We've only got a minute. When we come back, we all know there are crazy gun laws in New York State, but the state police came and took a cop's firearms. I think he was retired.
Yes.
Because this cop couldn't sleep well, and he went to get. Did his wife have cancer? Was there some family issue going on as well?
Oh, gosh, no. His wife is lovely, and they're very happily married.
Okay.
He was having trouble sleeping, and they made a false accusation that he had been involuntarily committed.
We've got 15 seconds. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. He's Ben Branham. She's Paloma Campagna. Wow, does she have a lot to say. And we'll be back after the break with a lot, lot more.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello and welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Obviously, I'm not Bill Frady. I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self Protection, and we're trying to fill in. We got Rob Morris on the line and Paloma Capon. Paloma, I'm going to mess up your name every single time.
It's a beautiful name. How could you mess that up?
It is the best name, and I can't do it because I'm horrible, horrible. And you know what it is? It's just that all the stuff we've been going over the last hour, it really is scary. And we were, right before the break, we were talking about a police officer that got caught in this net, went to the doctor to get some sleeping pills pretty much because he was having problems sleeping, and then got caught in this. You want to give us some of the particulars of this story?
Sure. So Don Montgomery had some trouble sleeping and had been working with his primary care physician and then went to Eastern Long Island Hospital, was there less than 48 hours, slept beautifully, responded well to the medications they gave him, went home, and a few days later he had a knock on the door. And they were there to confiscate his firearms. So he had a handgun permit and several handguns. They took them all. They gave him a receipt. And it took him a little bit and figured out that he had been reported and got in touch with me. We tracked down the information. And, yes, indeed, that was my first case that I was able to start working on. It was about a year and a half after the SAFE Act passed in New York, and I had literally been waiting for that phone call.
Well, can you, before you give us all the play-by-play, did the good guys win in the end?
We're still waiting for the first decision at district court.
What?
It is slow. It is slow, very slow. What's interesting about the work I do is there's some combination of us hurrying up, you know, to get things into court and turning in these papers that I don't think anybody could say are not well researched. I certainly am not hearing complaints from anybody, including opposing counsel, that, you know, they're not well researched and well reasoned. But the government attorneys for the state, the government attorneys for the federal government know that they really can do whatever they want to do, and that to sue for a federal civil rights case is probably a 7 to 14 year process. One of my clients has already passed away on the Robinson versus Sessions case, a great patriot, John Wallace. And so most people do not have the stamina for it. The lawyers don't want it in their office because it's not a profitable case. Most people don't have the emotional strength to match their convictions, even when they know the government is doing something wrong. And equally, most ordinary Americans don't have the support system around them in this modern age to be able to stay resilient and fresh and keep going. So I think that's certainly a part of why we don't see more cases like this, but I really am blessed that every one of the dozen or so cases that I have, so I have roughly 50 plus plaintiffs and several organizations who are plaintiffs. They're really in it for the right reasons, and they're really in it to make a difference. Where we win is the fact that we filed these cases at all, because there simply is nobody else doing it. So if we don't file these cases, no judge is ever exposed to it. And if we don't file these cases, well, then the issue isn't even raised. You know, it's not heard on radio shows like yours. It doesn't make the local newspaper. And then nobody knows what the government is doing in secret. So our real victory here is that we're simply in it, and we're going to stick with it. And if you dismiss the case and you say, well, okay, Paloma, you need to bring this case with a plaintiff who is a terrorist, well, then guess what? I'm bringing you a case with a terrorist, because I can tell you I get several calls per week from all over the state, from other states. I get Facebook messages. I get emails. I mean, I just have so many points of contact from total strangers every week that what I know is that there isn't going to be a way for the government to win the whole race. And so I'm just kind of your slow and steady.
That's great.
I'm young enough.
You keep talking, and it just seems like
it's going to happen.
Well, Paloma, let me. I need you to expound on this just a little bit. So, a retired police officer essentially gets dragged in, saying he'd been adjudicated mentally incompetent, and that never happened. It wasn't even
close. No. They accused him of being involuntarily committed. And what the state of New York seems to believe is that federal law doesn't apply to the state. That's what they're claiming in these cases. And so they're not looking at all to the implementing regulations. They're not looking at all to the fact that federal law specifically says to be involuntarily committed is pursuant to a court order. In other words, you have to have your day in court before your Second Amendment right, your fundamental civil rights, in the words of the great Justice Scalia, can be taken away from you forever. Now, isn't that just basic and logical? I mean, even if you are the most rabid anti-gunner, if I'm going to take away your right to speak, don't you want a minute in court first? Or can I just take that and that's okay with you?
But the lawyers are saying, no, we don't need that. No, we can do it, what do they call it, ex parte, where you're not even, you weren't even called to show up?
Oh, no. It's more fun than that. The state of New York's attorneys are saying federal law doesn't apply to New York. New York can do whatever the hell it wants, and the federal constitution doesn't apply.
Ah!
Yeah, because that sounds like, you know, you keep talking. Right. It sounds like the First Amendment went away when you had to file a brief so somebody would pay attention because, you know, the media is gone. And then, you know, let's wait 4 to 6 years to get our day in court. You know, that's I thought that was the Sixth Amendment in there somewhere. You know,
I
read that somewhere. And so, yeah, it's kind of scary. We're glad you're doing this.
Guys, I'm going to become a prohibited person if I have to start taking antidepressants talking to Paloma. Paloma, we've got 3 minutes. At the end of that, we have to tell how people can find out more about you. Give us about 2 minutes where we talk about the nature of the other cases you're pursuing. Lightning round. Go.
Sure. So Donna McKay, cough syrup, adverse reaction, ended up at the emergency department in the hospital less than 24 hours. She was falsely reported for involuntary commitment. We got her gun rights restored, got her handgun permit restored, beautiful written decision. State of New York refuses to correct her record with the FBI. Says they don't have to. that we're suing on her behalf in federal court, because when you win, you win. If a judge rules, the state has to respect it. Last time I checked, the state of New York was not above the law, but they think that they are. So that's McKay. Keep an eye on that one. That's hot. Upcoming, Tim Beer. That's the long gun only case. We're going to be suing to require the state to actually tell you if they put you on one of their secret hit lists and report you to the FBI. Now, mind you, if you're sitting at home and you have even 5 minutes, call your congressman and tell them we need an amendment to the Brady Act, that any person anywhere in the United States who's reported to the FBI to be removed of their Second Amendment rights should have a right of immediate notification.
Yeah, you think? Well, wow.
Yes, I do.
And I was thinking we still lived in the United States that I grew up in. Obviously, we don't. Okay,
we got a minute.
Tell people where they can learn more about you and how they can support you like I did.
The best location for information is my website, law-policy.com. I have a blog. That's the plain English part. And then I have uploads of all the legal papers that you can read as much or as little as you want to. It's a resource center as well with training materials for attorneys. So if you are currently trying to work with an attorney, feel free to have that lawyer call me also. Happy to work with, mentor, answer questions, et cetera. How to support, the number one thing is get active. Find a local gun group that is actually doing something and do your part.
Paloma, we've got to go. We've got to have you back. You're on Facebook. We'll be back after this break.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you suck, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.